I don't know the instances you are quoting, you have in mind. Maybe the interpretation is wrong, maybe it was a wishful interpretation, while the message was a warning and not a glad tiding. So it all depends. Moreover, I have noticed that there are two parties involved. In some cases, one party sees a good dream because for that party, that marriage is good. But it's not necessary that what is good for this party should also be good for the other one. Sometimes it so happens that one man's poison is another man's, what do you call it?
Meat.
One man's meat is another man's poison, or the vice versa. So that is what happens. And I have noticed that in some proposed marriages, boy sees bad dreams and the girl sees good dreams. And there is no contradiction, because that means the girl is not good for the boy, but the boy is good for the girl, and it can happen. So one has to analyze all the dreams, and if one does not know the knowledge himself, he should go to some knowledgeable people. Because the interpretation of a dream is a difficult thing, and everybody cannot rightly and truly interpret a dream. Sometimes the symbolic language is so delicate that it's difficult to receive the message. So I don't know what you have in mind. It's just a generalized statement and I can't answer.
No, sir, it has happened so many days. And in some
no, but when you begin to quote in which particular instance, I mean, barring your own, of course.
It has happened to me, sir.
Pardon?
It has happened to me, unfortunately.
Yes. That is what I wanted to conceal, which you have revealed yourself.
No, but
listen, I know, if you permit me, now you have broached upon this, let me tell everybody else as well that you are married in a very strong family.
That's it, yeah.
Yes, so if she comes to know what you are talking about, you will not be able to enter your house for the next few days. And if you do enter, then you will not be able to come out alive and go. So you better leave it at that.